With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. The scenic drive along Highway 1 between San Francisco and Los Angeles is the major driver of the tourism that helps Big Sur thrive. But now that the Fifer Canyon Bridge is down, the highway is a dead end. And businesses that remain open and accessible on the northern half of Big Sur are struggling to keep the tourist traffic flowing. KAZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
As the river rushes by, outdoor umbrellas and dining tables on the decks of the Big Sur River Inn sit waiting for visitors. It's spring break, a time of year when the restaurant would normally be busy and the rooms here booked. But both are virtually empty. Rick Aldinger is general manager of the River Inn.
A lot of people are under the impression that you can't get to Big Sur, period, and that's simply not the case.
The 26-mile stretch of Highway 1 between Carmel and Big Sur Village is open. So are all the businesses on the north side of the downed Fifer Canyon Bridge, with the exception of some state parks. But Aldinger says getting that word out hasn't been easy.
The challenge there for us is overcoming that firestorm of media attention to what has gone badly in Big Sur, what the problems are, what the challenges are, and it's a big problem. That bridge going out is a big problem. It's not just nationally, it's worldwide news, and everyone is seeing that.
Big Sur businesses rely heavily on Highway 1 to bring in tourists making that scenic drive along the coast. Trying to let visitors know how they can still have an experience like that is something Aliyah Shida has been working on. She's with the Monterey County Convention and Visitors Bureau. They're recommending tourists visit Big Sur before taking a detour back up through Monterey.
We encourage everybody to keep their travel plans, to maybe just spend a few extra minutes when you have to take that detour, but you're going to still have that great Big Sur moment that you're looking for.
At her office in Monterey, she leaves through a freshly printed visitor's guide.
This is our visitor center handout.
It's the most up-to-date traveler information for tourists who want to go to Big Sur. It lists open businesses, things to do, and where to stay.
So we have exploring the northern part of Big Sur from Monterey, and we talk about where visitors can camp in the northern section, what trails are open, like Garapata.
As businesses on the north side of the downed bridge work to get the word out, on the south side of the bridge, they're getting creative. The Henry Miller Library is opening up a temporary location in Carmel at the Barnyard. I reached Executive Director Magnus Torin by phone. He expects to open that location in late May for musical performances, the library's annual film series, and other events.
It seemed like an obvious thing for us to basically bring part of Big Sur to the peninsula for this duration. But I'm personally very excited about doing some exhibits that we haven't really done at the little library in Big Sur because we don't have really the wall space and facilities.
Meanwhile, his neighbors at the Post Ranch Inn will start flying in guests. It's offering packages that include a helicopter ride to the south side of the bridge. Also reopening for those visitors and locals are Nepenthe, the Phoenix Shop, and Hawthorne Gallery. Back on the deck at the Big Sur River Inn, Rick Aldinger sees one bright side to the winter storms. Everything is green and lush.
It's going to be an epic wildflower season, too, and that's happening right now. It's gorgeous.
The new bridge that will reconnect the two halves of this community is expected to be complete in September. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.